From the News Center, a News Focus.
As our veterans age, there are more chances to see the graves of our heroes going unattended. State Representative Tracy Pennycook, herself a vet, has through legislation made sure that maintenance of graves continues and that they're adorned with the flag under which those veterans served.
The counties are responsible for providing those flags, and you'll often have American Legions, VFWs, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, school groups that will collect the flags and go out and put them on the graves, which is a monumental task when you think about it, knowing exactly where the veterans' graves are, in what cemeteries. There's amazing record keeping involved. But the flags do get tattered and torn and worn out over time. So this bill requires that we replace those with the dignity that they're entitled to and put a fresh flag on that veteran's grave, which is really important. And it's important to veterans' families. You know, when you go to visit your loved one and the flag is worn out, that's not really respectful. It's really great when you go to your loved one's grave and you see that there's a fresh flag, someone's honoring your family member and their service to our country. So it's great that we have this law enacted, that we set parameters around the flags, time limits around the flag placements and removal.
So why is the bill so important?
Veterans for a long time, especially in the last 20 years of war, are the words very sexy. Oh, I'm helping veterans. Unfortunately, over time, that diminishes, that attention diminishes. So I think it's really important that we have this in law to make sure that we don't forget the sacrifices of those that have given their lives for their country or died as a result, or just veterans who have passed. We need to remember that history, and I think it's a great way to honor their service.
That's veteran and state legislator Tracy Pennycook. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.